Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 8th of November, December 2017. And I wanted to talk about something tonight that may upset some people, but I guess it's all right. If you're going to get upset, you're going to get upset. I've always enjoyed music, and I know that there's a danger of getting into the flesh with music. You know, David played on his harp a lot. David danced before the Lord. And there are those out there that say that you should have only exclusive psalmody. You shouldn't have any hymns. And then there are those out there that say there should be no instruments in the church. And it almost becomes like a law service to them. And they say they have the regulated principle. And so this has kind of been on my heart because, you know, I don't see anything wrong with playing music on instruments. Now, I can see the danger of getting into the flesh and getting into the rockabilly and the stuff like the vocal gaither band and going way off into the extreme. But I don't believe in exclusive psalmody, and I don't believe the Bible teaches exclusive psalmody. Now, I know the arguments. I've heard all those arguments, but I think there's a reason. I'm just a simple person, and I think there's a reason why the word says psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. It doesn't say psalms and psalms and psalms, okay? It makes a distinction. So, you know, here a while back, I love to play the piano. I like playing the guitar. I'm not proficient on it. I don't claim to be proficient on it, but I do enjoy it. It's uplifting to me. It's better than sitting around watching the boob tube, I can tell you that. And so the other day here, several months ago, I was in Walmart, and I was on the closeout aisle, and lo and behold, I saw a little kitty Casio keyboard for, I think it was $30 or something like that. And you don't have to have a real expensive, you don't have to have a $2,000 keyboard or even a $300 keyboard. You can settle for $30. It's amazing what a $30 keyboard will do. So I'm just going to play a few of the old school hymns on my keyboard. And I'm going to put it on Facebook and on Sermon Audio with this little message. And I want you to discern whether this is uplifting or it's of the devil, okay? Because I'll tell you, it's uplifting to me. I love the old school hymnal. I love some of the Gadsby hymns. I like a lot of the Gadsby hymns. And sometimes we've sung, I think, almost all of the over 500 hymns in the old school hymnal and placed them on YouTube. If you want to go on YouTube, it's under Weatherby House Church, and you can listen to these old school hymns. Now, I'm just going to be playing. I'm not going to be singing. But you'll recognize some of these, especially if you've listened to our recordings on YouTube, or you've sung out of the old school hymnal. The first one I'm going to play is a real old one, and it's called All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. One of the things I like about this keyboard, you can virtually put it on anything you want. I mean, you can play you can put it on piano, grand piano, vibraphone, organ, church organ, guitar, nylon guitar, bass, strings, violin, string ensemble, trumpet, you know. And so it's got all of those. And so I'm going to mix it up a little bit as I go through this for you. The next one I'm going to play is Come Thou Almighty King. Come Thou Almighty King. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change this to... to the organ, you'll hear a totally different sound. I'm still trying to learn on this little old kitty keyboard how to adjust it and so on. Okay, the next one we're going to do is To Our Redeemer's Glorious Name. To Our Redeemer's Glorious Name. Well, oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. Charles Wesley. Now, that was John Wesley's brother, if I'm not mistaken. I've often wondered how he could write so many great songs and be holding on to false doctrine with his brother. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, he certainly did, didn't he? He certainly did. Let's try playing that with the brass sound. The brass sound. The next one we're going to play is on the violin sound, and this really doesn't sound a lot like violin to me, but we're going to play it on what it says is the violin. Holy, holy, holy. That sound. Let's see what the saxophone sounds like. Next one we're going to do is it's going to be O Worship the King. Let's see here. Okay, the next one is Oh How I Love Jesus. Some of these songs go way back, don't they? Brings back a lot of memories of our childhood. Some of these songs are fairly new to some of you, probably, because they are in a different hymnal. You probably have an Arminian hymnal. This one is called My Jesus, I Love Thee. Thank you. Okay, here's one I like a lot. It's called Revive Us Again. Revive Us Again. I'm going to try to change the tone around a little bit on it so it doesn't all sound the same. Here's a song that we sang often as a child, and we'll try this, it's called Hear Us, Lord Jesus. Let's see if I can change this to a different tune. I really like this string and ensemble. I love the sound of this. It sounds like an orchestra to me. Okay, the next one that we're going to do is entitled Come Thou Fount. Come Thou Fount. Next one we're going to do is called Hark 10,000 Harps and Voices. Thank you. Okay, the next one we're going to do is praise him, praise him. Next one we're going to do is called Preservation, and it's on page 41 of the Old School Hymnal. Marching to Zion, and we're not talking about the city of Jerusalem, the physical city over there. We're marching to Zion. Sing of his mighty love, and that's on page 49 of the Old School Hymnal. Oh, sing of his mighty love. The next one is called To Him Who Did Salvation Bring, page 51. ¶¶ Been going for about 27 minutes. We'll do a couple more, make this a 30-minute segment. And if you like this, let me know and I'll play some more of them. I love to play these old songs. How about Near the Cross? Me not, O gentle Savior. Song in the old school hymnal called Sweetly Resting. I love this song. I'm going to play the tune for you, and it's on page 69 of the old school hymnal. That's 30 minutes, folks. I'm going to play one more, and we're going to call it a time. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this little time of, it's not singing, but it was just playing from our hearts. Here's a song, a beautiful song called Fill Me Now on page 82. Thank you. Well, I hope this has been a blessing, and good Lord be with you this day, is my prayer.